Gas prices have made some wild swings during the past year, particularly in the Midwest. Few motorists in that region are complaining now that prices have dropped to some of the lowest in the nation. At some gas stations near Columbus, Ohio this week, the price was less than a dollar a gallon. Natalie Walston of member station WOSU reports.
On the 4th of July holiday last year, motorists seeking to fill up their tanks were confronted with prices for regular unleaded that averaged $1.75 a gallon. Those prices were some of the highest anywhere in the country. Since then, gas prices have been on a roller coaster of sorts, rising and falling as stocks of crude oil, refinery shutdowns, and pipeline capacity were factored in. Last year at this time, Daryl Backus was getting nervous. Backus owns the Top of the Caves campground in southern Ohio, and he wondered if campers would drive to the hills during what is usually his busiest time of the year.
Of course, you know, if you're in a business that stores one thing, you'd worry about a lot of things, and that did worry me, but I will tell you, in our case, it just hasn't panned out to be any kind of a problem whatsoever.
Backus thinks high gas prices actually helped him attract more customers. Those who would typically drive longer distances may have been more likely to pitch a tent closer to home. The lower prices this year should help tourist attractions like Cedar Point Amusement Park in Sandusky in Ohio's northwest corner. Cedar Point's Brian Edwards expects as many as 3 million visitors this summer. He says people are looking for affordable mini vacations not too far from home.
We draw from a very large population base with major cities, you know, within 2 to 3 hours, including Cleveland, Columbus, Detroit, Indianapolis. So we noticed that when people are staying more local, they're more apt to come to the amusement park.
Whether they travel to amusement parks or not, motorists this summer will likely be paying much less for gas than they did last year, with prices in Ohio now some of the lowest in the country. The AAA Auto Club says while prices fell by an average of 6 cents a gallon last week nationally, in Ohio they plunged by a whopping 14 cents. In Marion, a small city 40 miles north of Columbus, one gas station recently sold regular unleaded for 94 cents a gallon. William Rhodes says he acted quickly to fill up all three of his vehicles.
Oh yeah, I just got everything chock full, just waiting for it to go back up. You know, I love it. Yeah, I do.
Soon after Rhodes bought gas, the price went back up to $1.19 a gallon. And while it's expected gas prices will rise slightly during the next week, most energy analysts say the soaring prices of last summer won't be repeated, barring major refinery or delivery problems. The Department of Energy expects gas prices to continue to decline. That's welcome news for Midwest motorists, who for months have been forced to spend more money each week to keep fuel in their tanks. For NPR News, I'm Natalie Walston in Columbus.